morning.
Jake, a lot of guys said it took weeks to get that taste out of their mouth after that loss to the Steelers. I know it's a new season, but, I mean, is there something, a little extra juice going into this game, knowing what happened last year?
Yeah, you know, we want to beat them, and sure they want to beat us, but it's not end of the year after this game, and still got to keep playing. So, yeah, we're up for it. We're going to have to play really good to beat them at home, and, you know, it doesn't do anything to change the pass. It just makes us feel better if we can come out of there with a win, but it'll be hard to do, and we know we got to get ready.
I know there's chatter going into every game about whatever team you play, but is there a little bit more chatter this week about this week's opponent because of that?
Not me. I'm not a chattering kind of guy, as you well know, but, you know, I'm sure the defense is going to be ready to go out there and get going. And, you know, on offense, we don't want to be, you know, too chattery out there, especially on the game day, because, you know, Mr. Porter loves to talk. He's a great football player, but he's gonna get his, you know, his words in, and the best thing to do is just play ball. You know, he's a great football player, makes plays continuously, and loves to tell you about it. And you just got to play. Guys like that, you just got to keep lining up, and hopefully you keep hitting them until they, you know, they go quiet. But, you know, we'll see. It's, you know, we're definitely, you know, moving on. We got to move on fast. You know, everybody's a little sluggish today, but we'll bounce out of that and get out there on the practice field and get ready for this next one.
Jake, you got Tony Shepherd involved. That was a big thing on Sunday. You sense the kids' confidence rising a little with U.S. veterans kind of have to pump them up a little, and how much will his development help the offense?
Yeah, you know, he had you know, a couple weeks ago, tough week personally. So he came back here and, you know, kept working hard, and ended up he got some balls. So you know, hopefully we can continue to keep him in the mix and keep getting a lot of those guys in the mix to take a little pressure off of Javon and just, you know, not be set on who we're going to all the time. So I think, you know, Javon's going to get plenty of opportunities, but if someone else stepping up behind him, definitely helps. You look at some stuff. You know, they're a very aggressive, fast, very good defense, and their defense is still playing really well right now. So, you know, we got to, you know, see what we did good and some things against them, and expand and do even more. So, you know, you can look at last year's. You always go back and look, because there might have been something that happened during the game that we didn't have game plan that maybe we can exploit this week. But, you know, that's what the coaches do, and, you know, we just got the plan this morning, and it looks good. We're going to get it, you know, honed in and get out there and practice and get ready to go this weekend.
You know, the Raiders offense really isn't that good. How high popping were those numbers?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, their defense is playing really well. And, you know, they fly around, they're fast, and, you know, we know we're going to have to play well to beat them, especially at their place. So, you know, you don't do that very often in the league when there's as many athletes as there is in this league to put, limit a team to that amount of yards is pretty impressive. So, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to definitely go in there and produce. And, you know, if we get this game plan down, we should have some chances to. You just have to keep an eye on him. You know, you got to know where he's at. And sometimes he'll see something and he'll go, you know, try to make a play. And as for me, I have to know where he's at so that I can read the defenses. But for the guys that are protecting, you know, you need to know where he is. Sometimes he'll come, and the guy, if he's not, you know, respecting his gap responsibility, that's when he makes some plays. So you got to constantly keep an eye on the guy. He's a great football player. It's hard watching film not to kind of start watching him running around, because he makes so many plays, and he's very, you know, sometimes unorthodox and running around, but the guy makes plays, bar none. So we want to try to limit how many plays he makes in the game, and, you know, if we can do that and keep the, you know, the other guys from making some, you know, we should have some success. But he's a guy, you just got to know where he's at. And he's very unconventional, too. He might be in it, supposed to be over here, but he's way on the other side of the field, or he sees something. And that's similar to, you know, playing Junior Seau back when Seau was with San Diego. I mean, the guy would just kind of go wherever he wanted and wherever he saw a weakness. And those kind of guys, you just got to constantly kind of have guys keeping an eye on him. And if you can do that, hopefully you stop him from making plays.
How'd you like the way that Eric Pierce stepped in?
He played really well. Played real strong in the run, did good in the pass, and you know, that's what I felt all along he would do. I mean, he's a guy that works hard, and you know, put in a position. We didn't put him on any islands or make his job real hard, but you know, he went out there and he still, you know, got after it. And I knew he would do that. He's a competitor. He's strong, and you know, hopefully he'll just keep improving. You know, it's you know, terrible in a season like that. But you know, once it's over, you can't go back and do much. You know, you got to let it burn and inspire you and motivate you to go after the next off season and hopefully have a good season and get a chance to go back there and get it done. But you know, it's not the driving force behind the reason I'm playing football. And obviously, it was a disappointment. But you know, we look to get past it and hopefully this year not have the same thing happen. You know, I don't think of that really. I mean, we played well as an offense. I mentioned that, you know, that defense isn't geared to shut people down. It's geared to hold them down enough so their offense scores more points. So, you know, we didn't produce against some other teams early in the year, but we did against them, and it was nice to move the ball, but we didn't win. So, winning is what it's about. I mean, my record here since I've been here, I've won a lot of games, but it's still the AFC Championship game, and we lost is what everyone focuses on. So, it doesn't matter what you do production-wise. You know, no, the pressure's still on even more so. We got to go win, and that's it.
Is that unfair for people just to focus on that, looking at your regular season record?
I think everybody watches a game to watch a win. So, you know, that's what it's about. I mean, it's winning games. If you're losing, you're getting replaced. If you're not playing well, there's other people to come in. So it's this game's about winning, and that's what it's always been. So whether you produce or not, I wasn't happy after the game. I wasn't like, oh, all right, good, I played well. Hell no, that's selfish. That's, you know, there's no I in team, and I've never been like that. And I want to go play well again this week and hopefully get a win. Yeah, Mike did great. You know, he had a rough week of practice and didn't get a lot of reps, but when he got out there, he ran really hard. And that's what you get from him. He's got a great attitude, great work ethic, and, you know, I like playing with him. He can run the ball well. Both him and Tatum are running really well. And so now he's definitely going to have his confidence, and that's just going to help us down the road.
Yes,
that it? All right, thank you.